right. So he Amazoned a new NMO bulkhead. He'll put that in today. I imagine that'll fix his issue, or at least get him by until he gets a higher quality one, because this one wasn't brass. But neither was the mag mount, and the SWR was perfect. He's got a rig expert, man. That thing's pretty slick. I never swept my truck like that. I always used a Nano VNA, and it was like, oh, this looks good enough, but I don't really think those are all that accurate, especially after seeing what he was going through. But we swept mine, too, and I had a very similar SWR to him on a mag mount, so I'm happy with my setup. Kind of surprised how high it was on GMRS, though. It was like 226 or 223 or something like that.
Oh, yeah. I think I've used a rig expert a couple of times. And I've also used a Nano VNA. My findings are the only difference in terms of accuracy would be the dynamic range. Well, heck, the rig expert doesn't even do all the things that a Nano VNA can do. Nano VNA, if you get the fancy ones, or the ones with two ports on them, you can actually tune duplexers with them. I mean, it doesn't have good enough dynamic range to tune like an actual duplexer, but you can tune filter cavities with them. I think the dynamic range goes down to like negative 65 or negative 70 dBm. So, it's kind of amazing what you can do with those little cheap little boxes, but you also got to make sure you calibrate them.